Okay, today we'll, Be'ez Hashem, conclude the fifth parak of Masechta Shavuos and begin the sixth parak of Masechta Shavuos. So we are holding at parak A, Mishnah Tes, and parak A, Mishnah Tes continues to discuss situations where you might be aiding somebody in doing an Aveira when they're not as careful as they ought to be when it comes to Shemitah and when it comes to other things related to Trumas HaMaestros and to Mentahara. So to what extent are you allowed to help somebody by lending them your stuff or by even helping them along in the Malacha that they're doing when you know that they're not fully observant of all of the halachos? So that's what Mishnah Tes is going to deal with. And then Be'ez Hashem in Parag Vav, we're going to switch to a totally different discussion. So Mishnah Tes, Parakei Mishnah Tes. Mashal Asisha L'chavir Ta'chashud Al HaShviyas Nafav Ukvara V'rechayim V'tanur. These four items you're allowed to lend to a woman who is not careful about the halachos of Shemitah, who's Chashud Al HaShviyas. The Rav points out Chashud Al HaShviyas means that lechel perushvius achar habiur below biur, that this is a woman who will eat Shemitah produce after the Zman HaBiur. Of course, we are allowed to eat Shemitah produce, but once the Zman HaBiur comes, we have to be mevirit min habayis, and only then are we allowed to, and at that point, we're no longer allowed to eat Shemitah produce if we were not mevirit min habayis, if we didn't leave it out and make it hefker. So even though this woman is going to continue to eat Shemitah produce without doing a biur, you could lend her a nafa, which is a sifter, to separate flour from, you know, the finer flour from the more coarse flour, or kvara, a sieve, which separates the chaff from the grain, or a rechayim, which is a mill that grinds grain into flour, and a tanur, an oven where you can bake bread. So she's going to be doing all of this stuff in order to be able to produce food that she's not allowed to be eating, and nevertheless you're allowed to lend these things to her. Now, the Rav explains, why are you allowed to lend these things to her? So the Rav explains, Nafa sha'ani omer lispor ba ma'os hilo kachas. Kavra sha'ani omer lichbor ba es hachol. Rechaim deshama litchon behen samanim. Tanur shamali yavish ba onen shal pishton. He comes up with very creative possibilities of what a woman might use these items for other than food preparation of Shemitah produce. And even though those are remote possibilities that a woman would use any of these items to do those things, but since it is, after all, a possibility, so you're allowed to lend these items to her. But you're certainly not allowed to grind her wheat into flour or to help her do a borer by sorting out the impurities from the grain, because that's really helping her eat Shemitah produce. So generally speaking, you're allowed to prepare Shemitah produce. There's only an issur of eating Shemitah produce, but by doing the borer and the tochein with her, you're enabling her to then violate the issur of eating the Shemitah produce after the biur. So that's as far as Shemitah is concerned. So now the Mishnah turns its attention to similar ideas of what you are allowed to help and not help with, but not as far as Shemitah is concerned, as far as someone who's maybe not so careful about Trumas HaMaestros. So Eishes Chaver Mashalas Leishes HaMa'aretz, a wife of a Chaver, meaning someone who's very careful in their household about Tumah and Tahara and about Trumas HaMaestros, is allowed to lend to an Eishes HaMa'aretz who's not as careful about those things, Nafa Ukvara, a sifter and a sieve, or even a mill or an oven, meaning all the four items. Toz Yom Tov adds that clearly it's not only referring to Nafa Ukvara, it's just that we don't say the whole phrase in the ratios, Nafa Kvara Rechaim V'tanur. So here also it means Nafa Kvara V'chule. It's Nafa Kvara Rechaim V'tanur. You can lend all of those things, and therefore, Bareres V'chotochenes V'markedes Ima. And not only that, you're even allowed to help her out with the Borer and with the Tochein and with the sifting, and that's Mutter, even though she maybe didn't take Chumas HaMaestros from her grain, and you're helping her prepare food that very likely she's not allowed to be eating. Now, the reason we're more makel over here, and we allow that, we allow you to actually help her along, not just to lend her these kalim, is because Rov Amei Aretz Ma'aser Mehen. The Bartanura points out that even though Amei Aretz are somewhat suspect about not taking maestros properly, the majority of Amei Aretz do, in fact, take maestros properly, and therefore you can rely on that Rov in terms of helping her along. But here's what you're not allowed to do. Aval Mishetatil Hamayim Lotiga etzla. Once water is added to the flour in order to make a dough, so now it becomes hukshah lekabel tumah. Truma, now you're not allowed to help her knead the dough together with you. Lotiga literally means you're not allowed to touch it, you're not allowed to touch her, but what it really means over here is you're not allowed to help her be megalgil the isa, to knead the dough, she'in machzik in yidei over avera, because once the flour and the water has been mixed together, there's a chi of challah. Challah has a din of truma, and there's nisr to be metame truma. So you're not allowed to help someone do an avera directly by being metame the truma, the yeshas ha'maaret, we assume is tame, and therefore you're not allowed to help her knead a dough, which is going to cause tuma to that which is challah. So we had said, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to lend kalim to a woman who's very likely preparing food with those kalim that after the zman biur without having done biur. You're allowed to lend kalim to an eishes ha'maaretz who's very likely to prepare food that never had shumas ma'isos hufresh from them. You're even allowed to help the eishes ha'maaretz use those kalim as long as it's not yet in the state of tumah. V'kulo no'am, but all of these heterim are only elam ipnei darkei shalom. They're only for the sake of darkei shalom. As the Rav points out, lo hitiru la'ashil an kalim l'sayein b'lo sha'asavera atzma elam yishum darkei shalom. The only reason we allow you to help out when it's not actually the time and the moment that they're doing the avera of eating the Shemitah produce after this manabi, or doing the avera of eating the Trumas HaMaisos, of eating the Tevel without being Mafresh Maisos properly, is only because of Darkei Shalom, meaning even just preparatory work should have been Aser, but in order to maintain peace, we're Makel for the sake of Darkei Shalom. And this isn't the only thing that we're Makel for Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Umachzikin Yedei Ovdei Kochavim B'Shvius. You're allowed to encourage Ovdei Kochavim who are working, meaning non-Jews, who are working their land in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, because there's no Isser for them to be working their land during Shemitah. So that's why Machzikin, the Bar Tanur points out, we're just mentioning this because we're talking about things that relate to Darkei Shalom, so that's why we mentioned this as well. Avalo al Yedei Yisrael, you're not allowed to be Machzik Yedei Yisrael who are working their fields, meaning you can't say good luck working your field today if it's a Jew that's working the field. V'shalom b'shalom le Darkei Shalom. And another thing you're allowed to do for the sake of Darkei Shalom is to greet Novid Kochavim with the word Shalom, even though Shalom is one of the names of Hashem, but you're allowed to do that in order to make sure that there's peaceful relationships between Jews and non-Jews. Normally, if not for the Darkei Shalom, you wouldn't be allowed to encourage Novid Kochavim to do work that you yourself are not allowed to do, and it would also be Aser to be Shoel Bishalom, to use one of the names of Hashem to greet the Ovid Chavim, certainly on one of his holidays, because then he'll go and thank his Avodah Zarah for all the honor that you're giving him. But we want to make sure that we maintain peaceful relationships. So a couple of quick points over here. First of all, when Kivager points out on the line in the Mishnah, we said that you could be Mashalas Leishas HaMa'aretz, that you're allowed to lend to the wife of an HaMa'aretz enough of Kvara, all of these kalim. So Rabbi Kivager points out that mikano chiyach haramban the stama me'aretz einu chashur al shvius. That you see that a stama me'aretz you don't assume is chashur al shvius. That's why in the first part of the Mishnah we spoke about mashal esish lechaverta hachashud al shvius, and then in the second part of the Mishnah we spoke about eishas me'aretz, because those are different people. An eishas me'aretz is not automatically assumed to be someone who's chashur al shvius. And then another quick ha'ara, the Mishnah Rishona points out where we said at the end of the Mishnah, the Machzik Nidei Ovdei Kochavim, that the Bar Tanura says the only reason we mention this is because we're talking about Darkei Shalom, but says the Mishnah Rishona, Ve'efshar Debay L'misnihacha Avalo Yidei Yisrael B'shum Isser Afilu B'Isser D'Rabbanu Pringon Hach Tohacha Sheish Samarz Megalgel Si Isa V'Gramatum B'chulin Atvulin D'Rabbanu B'Almuhu Ein Machzikin. That maybe the reason this last part of the Mishnah is mentioned is to inform us that you're not even allowed to encourage a Jew that's only violating an Isser Drabanan, which would be the case that we discussed earlier, where the water has already been mixed with the flour, and you're not allowed to help in the kneading, even though that would also only be an Isser Drabanan. So it's teaching us this Chiddush LaHalacha, that you're not allowed to encourage a Jew who's doing a forbidden activity, even if that forbidden activity is only forbidden on a Drabanan level. Okay, so now we move on to Perek Vav of Masechta Shviyos, and Perek Vav just very simply, Mishnah Aleph rather, very simply identifies three different regions of Eretz Yisrael and how much Kedusha they have as far as the halachos of Shemitah are concerned. Just a little bit of a history lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and ultimately he chose the Jewish people as his Am HaNivchar, and that happened in Mitzrayim, and we left Mitzrayim, and he brought us to Eretz Yisrael after 40 years traveling in the Midbar. So Yahushua leads us into Eretz Yisrael, and there are 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk. So that is the Kibush Rishona. That is the first conquest of Eretz Yisrael by the Jewish people. So that happened in the days of Yahushua. Unfortunately, many years later, about 8 centuries later, we went into Galus, but it was a short-lived Galus in times of Yirmiyahu and Navi. We went into 70 years of Galus Bavel, and after Galus Bavel, Ezra led the Jewish people, or some members of the Jewish people. It's sad that we didn't all return, but some members of the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael to reconquer the land, but we didn't conquer nearly as much the second time as we did the first time. The Kedusha Rishona that we had, the initial conquest, did not leave a permanent Kedusha. However, the Kedusha Shnia, we assume, did leave permanent Kedusha. And therefore, we have the halachos of this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh HaRatzos L'Shviyos. There are three different regions of Eretz Yisrael with regard to the halachos of Shemitah. Number one, Kol Shechziku Alibavim Eretz Yisrael Ad Kiziv. Anything that they conquered when Ezra came back from Bavel, which goes from the southern tip of Eretz Yisrael to Kiziv in the north, has full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Lo Nechal V'Lo Nevad. During Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat after this Man Bior, any produce from that part, and you're not allowed to work that land during Shemitah. It's full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Second, V'Kol Shechziku Ole Mitzrayim B'Kiziv Yad Nar V'Ad Amana, anything that was conquered by the Ole Mitzrayim, by Yahushua, the area from Kiziv to the river in the east, and from Kiziv to Amana in the west, that's treated like Eretz Yisrael partially but not fully. Nechal avalo nevad. You're allowed to eat the Shemitah produce after the Zman HaBiur, but you're not allowed to work the land in those areas, because we assume that the Kedusha Rishona is no longer in force, and therefore whatever grows there could be eaten even without Biur. But on a Drabanan level, they say, the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to work the land. That's a din midrabanan. And then the third area, Naharu Me'aman of Lifnim, whatever is further north from the river, and Amana is not, that's not part of Eretz Yisrael at all. That doesn't have a status of Eretz Yisrael bichlal, and therefore Nechal V'Nevad, you could eat the Shemitah produce without having done Biur, and you could even work the land during Shemitah in those areas, because those areas are very simply not Eretz Yisrael. So to quickly review, in the last Mishnah of Parakeh, we learned that you're allowed to lend Kalim to a woman who's chashu to eat Shemitah produce after the Zman Biur, and you're just not allowed to help her do the avoda with these Kalim to prepare the food, and we said you're allowed to lend to an Amah Aret who likely doesn't take Trumas and Maestros this very same Kalim, and not only that, you're even allowed to help them use those Kalim. The only thing you're not allowed to do is help them knead the dough once it came in contact with water, because that's directly being metame chala, but all of that is only mutter because of Darkei Shalom, and for Darkei Shalom we also allow you to encourage a Nachri who is working the land during Shemitah, and we allow you to greet a Nachri with the name of Hashem of Shalom. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, we learned that there are three regions. That area which was conquered by the Ole Bavel has full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore has all the dinim of Shemitah. You're not allowed to eat the produce after the Zman Biyurim, not allowed to work the land. That area, which was only conquered by the Olei Mitzrayim, but was never reconquered by the Olei Bavel, Midaraisa doesn't have Kedushas Haritzol at all, but Midrabanan, we say that you're not allowed to work the land during Shemitah, and whatever's outside of that area, you're even allowed to work. It simply is not Eretz Yisrael at all, not Midaraisa, and not Midrabanan. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.